Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, June. June already, June 21st, 2023, the summer solstice, longest day of the year. Now, the reason I bring that up, that might not mean anything to you, but I'll tell you what, it means something to the people behind the people who we are fighting against, the occultists, the demonic forces, the people of evil. Because this being the longest day of the year, what happens? Days become shorter. Light into darkness. It's their high holy day. Hey, ask Russ Dizdar. It's sad that we can't, but I learned a lot from him. And with that brings many possible issues. I don't see how we can get past really the next several weeks, several months, without a major or multiple major things taking place, which is why I did a special report. Here's my thinking on this, okay, based on a lot of investigative digging and going down a lot of rabbit trails. Right now, and I want people to think about this. Right now, the left, the democratic socialists, the communists are married, that they're hooked to Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. and Hunter Biden's baggage, okay? Now, think about this. Joseph Biden and all of his doubles, all three or however many he's got, mutually cognitively impaired, or at least playing that on television, they're married to the guy. I mean, they're stuck with him. And who are they going to bring out in the 2024 election? Well, there's always RFK Jr., right? And who's the front runner on the Republican side? Now, folks, I understand Republican and Democrat meaningless today. I get all of this. But when you start looking at the larger gaming, when you start gaming things out a little bit, and you start looking back in history, which Randy Taylor is with me, and we have been together for a long enough time to know, to have seen so much, and to really kind of see the playbook of these demonics. Once the realization that the demonic, the satanic, if you will, has been really calling the shots, and that's the playbook in use, you can see it's the same thing over and over again. So I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the possibility of losing Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Okay? What do I mean by that? I mean, perhaps, look, whether it's by the 25th Amendment, whether it's, hey, I slipped in the I slipped on my pudding cup in the residence or in the shower, you know, I slipped on my dog, hit my head, and there we go, gone. So what would that do?
Tripped over Hunter's meth lab.
Yeah, actually, yes, or actually thought. Actually got his Rice Krispies and meth mixed up. And anyway, you get the idea, right? So what would that do, minus Joseph Robinette Biden, Pedo Joe? That would put, you know, in the batter's circle, there is Kamala Knee Pads Harris. Okay, now think about this. Knee Pads has got some constitutional issues here. But of course, that didn't matter to anyone back when she was running. You know, when she was vice president, you're a heartbeat away. You're supposed to be able to have the same capabilities of being president. Now think about this, okay? So all of a sudden, now this is going to matter because she would be as bad as Joe. And we don't want to be married to Kamala Harris, whose numbers are equally bad and her chances equally bad. So what do we do? Well, the plan was, okay, you ready for this? Here, now I'm going to tell you the plan. I'm not going to tell you how I know this, but here was the plan. Eric the Tech, he knows the plan. Here was the plan. Prior to the midterms, Pelosi, in that fall range, November-ish, maybe even December-ish, something was going to happen, like I described, to elevate Nancy Pelosi into the presidential position. Now, how many people, show of hands here, how many people remember Pelosi saying, I'll be president. I'm going to be president before this is all over. Okay. I mean, she made remarks like that, off the cuff remarks.
As she rubs her knuckles together.
Yes. What was that? Was that,
you know, I can't handle this amount of cocaine.
You're going to be here all week. You're going to go on the road. Let's go on the road.
Yes.
All right. We're going to be playing one of the Vegas lounges, not the main lounge, because we're not that good. But anyway, but here's the thing, you know, the thing, Corn Pop was a bad dude. It's becoming more and more and more and more and more evident. Let's take a look at how evident this is. I showed this to you in my special report, which, you know, people, some saw, some didn't. But let's go, because you're not going to HagmanPI.com. Even though I asked nicely, and I asked nicely about subscribing to Rumble and Brighteon, but, you know, I ask. We should be up in the triple. Actually, we should be up in the, oh my goodness, six figures, basically. But, you know, hence, we're not. That's okay. It's okay. I cry. I'm in a fetal position at night. Okay, but here's the thing. By the way, real quick, this is my Steve Quayle moment. God bless Steve Quayle. I love the guy. He's my brother. This is my Steve Quayle moment, going off on a tangent. I was going through, and Eric, you can absolutely verify this. I was on my deck in the sun. I was going through correspondence, because I save every letter I get. I do save every postcard, every, just everything I save. Okay. And so I had a tote, and I'm going through some and rereading some of the things that were sent to me back in 2015, 2016, 17, 18, different time periods. And where was I going with that? I guess I'm not as good as Steve Quayle is. But
you found something? I don't know.
Yeah, I did. I found something. I can't remember.
Did you find a shirt? Is when I went out there.
I was shirtless. Oops, I had to cover up. Okay, but wait a second here. But again, remember who's behind this at the managerial level is Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, he's the one whispering stuff into Joe's ear, who's sniffing the hair of the little girls and stuff. But again, getting his legs rubbed in the pool. But here's Joe, the thing. Nancy Pelosi.
Joe. My wife has a wiener.
Big Mike. But here's the thing. I'm gonna crack up. Man, no wonder I'm getting off script. But here's the thing. They've got to get rid of Joe Biden. They've got to get rid of Kamala Harris. Pelosi was going to go up there. It was going to be elevated during that time period prior to the midterms. Okay, that did not work out the way it was supposed to. And there's a reason that didn't work out the way it was supposed to. I'm going to tell you the reason. I'm going to tell you whether you believe this or not. Remember, I had Lloyd Brunson on, all right? And Lloyd Brunson brought and his brothers brought a suit against those people, the 385 reps and individuals in Congress who were supposed to, everyone had taken an oath to the Constitution to make sure that the elections, among other things, were valid, legitimate, and so on. Anyway, bottom line was this lawsuit shows up. 385 people are named, including Pence. And Pelosi, of course, was named. But this put kind of a monkey in the wrench of things and stopped Pelosi's forward momentum. Believe what you will, that's what happened. I just from my own research, I believe that to be the case. This would have brought undue attention to that particular case and would have actually fueled that case, but I digress. But that was the intent. Where am I going with all of this? As we are at the summer solstice and as we are getting into this time period of, I don't want to say fall because it's the top of summer right now. But let's look ahead a little bit here. Let's look ahead to 2024. I don't believe we're going to have any elections in 2024 right now with the way things are. But let's just say that we will. They can't really run with Joe and Kamala. So they're going to have to get rid of Joe. Or maybe that's plan A and Kamala. Or they're going to have to get rid of Donald Trump. And if I was Donald Trump, I would be very, very, I'd be up in my security 100%. Joe, well, you know, whatever. God bless him. Same with Kamala. Okay. And RFK. Well, we saw what the CIA did to, helped do to his uncle and his father. So we have that lesson in there as well. So you combine all of this together. I don't know if you followed me on this. I could barely follow myself, but the bottom line is this. When you mix all of this together, along with the threats that we face from externally, the southern border, the invasion, the possibility of China taking Taiwan, blinking, saying, hey, Taiwan, you're on your own. And of course, Russia saying to NATO, hey, you know what? You keep doing what you're doing. We could certainly set a nuke off. We saw a little bit of that last week with respect to the shot across the bow with the cyber attacks. So bottom line here is there's things are very, very dangerous and very precarious. Sit with me to talk about all of this, maybe for a little bit of overdrive if we can do it, is Randy Taylor. And if not, we're certainly going to do it tomorrow and as many times as we need to do it because Randy's got, he's tuned into things. I got to tell you, one of the hardest working guys I know, aside from Eric the Tech, is Randy Taylor. He's up all hours. We communicate all our hours of the night. And he has got the contacts. Let me just run this. That was where I was going. Let me run this clip. Whatever would be clip 8 on the show notes of 7 and 8 of Joe Biden. Obviously, we've got to get rid of him. They've got to get rid of him, but they're attached to him. Here's what they're stuck with. Go ahead.
We literally cut the federal debt in half by $1.4 trillion.
In my first 2 years, I reduced the debt by $1.7 trillion.
We cut the debt by $1.7 billion in the last 2 years.
Let me say that again.
$1.7 trillion. We've lowered the federal debt.
We cut the federal debt in half. The fact.
In 2 years, I reduced the debt $1.7 billion.
In the first 2 years of my administration, I cut the debt by $1.7 trillion.
No one's ever reduced the debt that much. We cut the federal debt in half.
We literally.
Man, I am so confused. All those numbers, trillion, billion, I guess it doesn't make any difference. But
why would you want to get rid of him? He's completely controlled, and people vote for him.
People vote for him. I wonder how many people believe that. If you didn't see the Babylon Bee recently, you got to check that out. It's funny as heck about Fetterman and Biden having the discussion. Speaking in tongues. All right. With me, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. RT@HagmanPI.com. That's how to get in touch with him. Randy, save me from myself, brother. Please.
Man, all those numbers floating around, but it's, I know that cutting it $1.7 trillion didn't cut it in half. That's a fact. It's over right now. It's over $31 trillion, the U.S. national debt. So I don't know where Bozo the clown here. Even when he went, I don't care if he did that the day after he went in office, he said that. This guy, I don't know. I think he sits up and watches presidential cartoons.
Well,
you know?
Well, first it's billion, trillion, and then. But you're right. But maybe he was talking deficit. I don't know.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. His memory span, I think, on a really, really good day, might be like 2 minutes. Seriously, if they whisper something to him and quick send him out on stage, as long as he doesn't stumble and fall, he might get a couple sentences out. But that's it. He's done.
God save the queen, man.
There you go. Now watch this.
Save the queen, man.
Over there. Here, let me help you. Oh.
God save the queen, man.
Jeez. That's the leader of the free world, man. This guy can't get it. This guy can't make it into an airplane. I'm crippled for the most part. I can still get stuck to an airplane. You know, I just said this. It's a very interesting thing that you're talking about, because I was curious about the same thing. So I had looked.
Let me ask you this. I mean, be honest with me, because make sense?
Yes. You have a very valid point, because like you said, unfortunately, they're married to Biden. They've got to look for a way to divorce him.
Right.
You can. Who was it? Nikki Haley? She said she didn't even think he'd be alive at the next election. I mean, that's a fact. And she's not being, you know, morose or vindictive or anything. That's a fact. This guy, he belongs in a home, not the White House, not the White Home. He belongs in a home with like doctors and nurses looking after him. It isn't even, we're laughing, but it's really not even funny. We're talking about China wants to gobble us up. Putin's got us, you know, in his gun sights just because we're being a bunch of asses over here. And we have Bozo the clown here for the president. This isn't working. This is a good way to get us in really deep crap. You know, this guy is a danger, not just to himself, but to screw him. He's a danger to the United States of America. This is like you said, that Fetterman or
shorts and sneakers. I mean, he comes out.
Oh my God. Everybody on stage is wearing a suit and tie. And this guy shows up in a hoodie. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm all for casual Friday, but damn. It wasn't even Friday. I looked at him and I thought, what, did they drag a homeless guy in here or what? That's what an embarrassment. And
there he is.
Look at this. And these guys are casual now. Look at the guys that are casual, no ties on, but they showed up with a shirt and a jacket. One, two, three of them anyway. And this guy's in a hoodie, shorts, and tennis shoes.
Did we play the? Can we play the sound of this?
I would love to hear that. Okay,
you got to listen to this. Here it is.
Oh my God.
It's a pleasure to be here and to introduce my friend, Congressman Boyle Bile.
Well, thank you. I'm Congressman Brendan Boyle.
Is this, see, we're into this. The Democrats have this thing about novelty figures. You know what I mean? They like the novelty president. And I'm not disparaging black people. I'm not disparaging women or retards. Okay. Sorry. Shouldn't have said that. My daughter would take me in half for that. Well, people that are mentally, no.
In the 1828 dictionary, I'm telling you, retards was a word.
I know, but I really shouldn't have said that. People that are mentally challenged.
Whatever. Okay.
Okay. But I mean, and that's what we went through. You had Obama, then people were talking about putting Hillary in. And then it wouldn't surprise me if Fetterman showed up on the ticket somehow for president. But you know what I'm saying? He's about as coherent as Biden is.
I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the infraction bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this all across.
Infraction bill? Is that what he said? Is that what he said? Infraction bill? You're talking about infrastructure.
I don't speak Fetterman. I don't. Okay. You know.
Unbelievable.
Tomato, patata, whatever. I mean.
And because you feel sorry for somebody, it doesn't mean you put them in office. This is where Democrats, and I don't understand, but Democrats don't even take the job seriously. When you think about it, they don't take it seriously. It's a big freaking joke. Everything's a joke. You know, oh, well, he's mentally handicapped. We should show him some. You know what? You need to show him the door. All right.
Okay. Because all right.
Back to Biden.
Okay. And then we have, okay, because right now we've got, there's so much going on because we could talk all day long about that. But we got Durham in the hearing today. Schiff thought he was going to be froggy. He leapt and he got smacked down by Jordan and by Durham himself. But that's all show, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But one thing about one thing that's going on right now, and the reason I mentioned about Biden, about Hunter Biden, is because Hunter Biden, he was charged with misdemeanors. He struck a plea deal, which people are talking about right now. Now, here's what I wanted to bring up. That there's folks in the show notes, if you go to HagmanPI.com, page one and page two. Page one, Hunter Biden's plea deal is a cover-up disguised as justice. That's from the Federalist, right? Okay, there it is right there. Okay, that's the take that, you know, the what that is that's just to show you, look, justice has been meted out against Hunter Biden, right? But then there's something else, and I got turned on to this. Lee Smith, as well as others, are talking about this. Is Biden being extorted by the... Now, I'm talking about Joseph Biden. This is Lee Smith, yes. Locals.com. Is Biden being extorted by the DOJ and everyone else, too? Interesting read. And when you think about it, okay...
That's possible. The DOJ, I mean, they have files on everybody. They know what's going on. They're certainly acting very squirrely. They're not acting like any Department of Justice I'm familiar with. It's possible. This guy's compromised himself so many times. And what you have is he's probably got, you know, they let a little $5 million deal slip out and this and that. You know, there's probably, no joke, tens of millions of dollars worth of bribes we don't even know about, DOJ setting on, and they're willing to unleash them to honestly, you said you want to get rid of Biden. They could set it up to where he gets impeached and blown out. instead of a, you know what I'm saying, make it to where
yeah.
he can't.
Yeah.
They trashed the guy. Yeah. There's something's going on. I was looking at the possibles for president as far as Dems. Who's running for president in 2024? Democrats. Biden, Williamson, and Kennedy. That's who we have for the, and Williamson, is that Marianne Williamson? She's a special advisor to Oprah Winfrey.
Why? Well, that qualifies her.
Yeah, why, once again, novelty.
Right.
I'm sick and tired of this novelty crap. I'm absolutely, just because you're black, just because you're a woman, just because you have special needs, just because you're friends with Oprah Winfrey, just because you know somebody in Hollywood, I don't give a damn. I want somebody that knows how to run a country.
So preferably the one that,
there you go. Maybe that's why we're having all this tranny action in the schools and everything, because Michael's going to jump out and run for vice president or president. I don't know. I have no idea. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't, nothing. Doug, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. I get up in the morning and I look for the surprise. Why? Because nothing surprises me. We are going to hell in a handbasket.
Yes, we are.
And as long as we have these asswipes in Washington running us into the toilet like this, this country is doomed. This country is doomed. We have,
man, I'm right.
We're taking small steps right now. We're doing something. Okay, we're working on a Patriot list. You want to be on the Patriot list? Okay, RT at HagmanPI.com. There's individual. The ones I really want to hear from. I want to hear from some militias. I know you hear us. I know you know we're here. Okay, and I want to get you coming in first. You know, when you come in first, you're going to be vetted. But things will be confidential. Trust me, everything's going to be done through Proton. You will contact me though initially at RT at HagmanPI.com. Okay, very simple. Just name. I'll stimulate the conversation if you say you're with a group. There's certain things I need to know. Because ultimately, I don't want just a collection of militias and groups and things around the country. I want to be able to put all of you people, you fine patriots, who are willing to die for your country if need be. We're not there yet. But if need be, it could be tomorrow. We don't know. But if need be, I want to be able to put you people in touch with each other.
And don't you, and people, I'm going to tell you right now, Randy Taylor and I, but Randy Taylor is specifically spearheading this project. He's not data mining anything. I want to tell you something. No. I want to tell you something right now. I've never seen a man take security of data more serious than that man. Okay.
I'll tell you.
I can't even touch it.
Actually, Doug and Aaron can't touch it. And if anything happened that were to happen to me, okay, someone would get in touch with them, let them know how to touch it. But I'll tell you right now, before anything happened, I'll die with a secret like that, because something like that would jeopardize every person on that list. I will not do that.
No, it kind of, the way that you've got this set up reminds me of like the nuclear football, like two keys at the same time. And
so many steps. And when I turn around and ask you a question, don't get short with me. I will blow you out.
Yep.
Okay. I don't really, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have time. People are nailing me with this stuff. I'm trying to do this. We're using Proton, but the thing is, they're very limited. They don't allow mass mails, things like that. So I've got to deal with quite an influx of emails every day. I'm getting a lot of fine individuals. That's fine. That is cool. That's good. All right. But the real meat of the matter here is I need to talk to groups. I really need to get with the groups. Eventually, we will change the platform to something even more secure, but to where you people can communicate with each other. Starting out, you won't. You'll communicate with me. Okay?
You know, if I had a billion dollars, I'd give everyone on that list a satellite phone or something.
Absolutely. You know? Because eventually, the point to this is, across the nation, we don't know each other.
We don't.
And we're all patriots. We all love our country, We're all willing to lay our life down on the line for our country, but we don't know each other. Showing up in groups of 20, showing up in groups of 100,000 even, isn't enough to do anything. If we decide to have a protest, and I'm not talking about an armed insurrection or anything like that. If we decided to have like the black folks had a million man march, okay, then I don't want to see a half a million people out there. I want to see 3 or 4 million people out there. I want to know when we walk down the street, we have their undivided attention because they don't have any choice. They need to understand, and they know right now, communications are flawed. We're all, here's freedom right here, baby. Everybody's pulling in a different direction. All the talk show hosts, all the talk shows, blah, 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 blah.
And, right? And you know, and I'm glad sooner you mentioned
later,
that.
Sooner or later, you're going to shatter that freedom if we don't do something about it. We all need to get together in the same direction, pull in the same direction, same goals and objectives, and get the job done.
There
if you,
you
want to avoid, if you want to avoid fighting in the streets, you need to get on board, because that's the only way we're at those last steps before that happens.
Yep.
It's coming. People are scared. People are freaking out about the elections. I read the emails. I know what's going on out there. I know what people are thinking. People are scared. People are looking for leadership. I am not your leader, but I am a great coordinator. Why? Because I take your safety and your security pretty damn seriously. I would die. I would go to jail before I ever gave up a list like that. Don't you think for 1 second I would do anything else.
And let me just verify, or let me just reiterate this. This platform, we just don't sit here and point out the problems and not have solutions. We are developing solutions. Yep. They're not ready to be presented yet. And I don't even know if we're going to present them, because we're just going to do them.
We were the only platform that a month ago decided this is what we were going to do. Because we're sitting around watching everybody going, blah, 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 blah. We know what the problems are.
Yes.
We know what they are. You're preaching to the choir. Well, how about if we get the choir all in the same pews? Let's get the choirs all in the same church. Okay? Because right now you're just preaching to the choir. So if you have a show like this and you've got an outreach, and I'm going to tell you, we've got some pretty cool people with outreaches of 10 and 12 million listeners are offering to join up with us and reach out and pull these people in. You want to know why? Because people are getting pretty serious about their independence. You know, 4th of July is coming up. I hope you enjoy it.
Independence
I don't know how many
Day.
More you got. I don't know how many more you got. Okay, this is not a joke. And I don't understand people that all this is going on around them. They just go off to work and I come home and eat my dinner and I watch some stupid show and then I go to bed. Are you kidding me? Your children, do you know what's even going on in your children's schools? Do you have an idea? We've got some videos here later. Children back. You know who's fighting? You want to know who's stepping up and fighting back on this gender crap? The kids are. My God, the children
and the mama
have more guts.
Too. And the dad.
Yeah, but not enough mama bears.
No.
When the kids are standing up to the teachers, they're getting kicked out of school. God bless them.
And you know what? Let's pull video 2, clip 2. I want every parent to tell their child to do this. If you are a Christian conservative.
Civil disobedience, baby.
I'll tell you what, I don't care if you're 7 or 17, you stand up to these tyrannical, pedophilic, satanic, communist, bastard teachers, and you tell them to take a hike. Watch this, because this will make you proud.
Yep.
You're entitled to your opinion.
If I am, then why would you kick me out of class? It's not very inclusive of
opinion. Can I finish my sentence, please? Not very inclusive. No, I'm sorry, what you were saying was not very inclusive, and this is an inclusive school.
Yeah, how was what I was saying?
Because I was saying that what's wrong with the website is that there are more than one gender in this country.
That's your opinion.
That is my opinion, and that is an opinion which is acceptable in the school. I'm afraid yours, which you're saying that there's no such thing as anyone other than male or female, is not inclusive.
Scientifically, there are just two genders, depending on what
I get that.
Gender.
But you're choosing to make an issue of this, because I said, are you really going to hear? That was your opportunity to keep quiet.
You made the issue with it on the website. You said, oh, this website doesn't have more than 200.
Murray, you were clearly given an opportunity not to pursue it. You chose to do so.
Yeah, because I think it's silly.
You chose to do so. Yes, that's the key question. You chose to do so.
I think it's silly to have anything other than two genders. So.
That, okay.
Anything else is a personal
opinion. Could you please keep that opinion to your own house? Thank you. Not in this
so
school.
You get to put your opinion out in class and my
no,
opinion.
No, I am not.
My opinion has to stay inside my house.
I am not putting my opinion. I am not putting my opinion out. I am stating what is national school authority policy. Okay?
Well, it's not scientific whatsoever.
Not every policy is scientific, Brian. Not every policy is scientific, Murray.
And you can't come out here and say that I'm not being inclusive when someone says something you disagree with.
I said what you were saying was not being inclusive.
You kicked me out of class. If you want to have a discussion about it, we could have done it, had a discussion. You don't have to kick me out of class. Waste 30 minutes of my time where I could have been down revising, doing something else. Instead, I state something I believe in. You kick me out of class for 30 minutes. I'm waiting on the
take court. This somewhere else, Murray. You can make an official complaint.
I'm not going to make an official complaint.
Why not?
I just think it's...
I know what you think, and I know what the authority thinks. I know what the authority's point of view.
Well,
it's very clear. Very clear that we make no discrimination on the grounds of various...
I wasn't making discrimination. I'm simply saying there are two genders, male and female.
Yep.
Anything else is a personal identification.
I'm sorry, but you chose to make an issue of making a point which is contrary to policy.
You
right?
made the issue when you complained about the website, sir.
Yes, and I made it in a way.
And I responded
and
to
I
that
made,
by saying, but there are only two genders. I never
I said
made the issue.
That, okay, I am not going here. You can choose, but you're making bad choices.
I'm making bad choices, okay.
Yeah,
well, can I take my bag and go to the research area and start revising it?
You can stay here.
Okay, I'll stay here. Thanks for wasting my time.
I would take that guy out back.
Murray.
From the...
I am not allowed to tell you how much of my time you have wasted.
Okay.
I'm with Murray. And listen, if your kid takes flak, your child needs to say the same thing, do the same thing,
yep.
Get up, grab some other kids, leave the classroom, make a scene. Don't get violent. Don't have to toss any chairs or anything.
Biden said he'd do that to Trump. Take him out behind the school gym if he was in this. Seriously. But no, don't get violent. You're right. But you
absolutely,
know what?
Absolutely. But these kids, a lot of this is going on and the parents aren't even aware of it because there's no communication between the kids and the parents. We've got to get back to that dinner time meeting, folks. We got to get back the way it was. And if you don't have time, set aside some time to talk to your children and find out what's going on. And if you got something like this going on, you need to tell your children to get up and leave, to call you.
That's right.
To come and get them. And when you go down there, don't go down there by yourself. Grab some other parents.
A whole van load of parents. That's right.
A slew of them.
And you get in their faces.
Issue. You got it. Make an issue out of it. They're not going to, you know what? They may threaten with suspension. There's only so much that school can do. Okay? Because when they do that, then start talking about lawyers. There's lawyers out there that'll jump on this kind of stuff. People, you've got to start somewhere. And, you know, if it's the kids are going to take the initiative, then by golly, they're front line, man. They're the ones that are dealing with this. I can't believe this stuff is even being taught in schools. I know it's being kicked out of the UK. We read last week, I think, New Zealand, some different places,
yep.
And they're booting this gender identity crap out. Okay, it's done. The kids have had enough. And every time we dig up a video, I'm sorry, Doug.
No, Randy Taylor followed the science and found the money.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you've got to start somewhere. You can't just sit back and clutch your shirt and, oh, Doug, this is what's happening. You got to do something about it.
And on Pride Day and Pride Month, what the hell is this bullshit with Pride Month? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know what? There are two sexes, male and female chromosomes. Okay. It's simple. It's science. Follow the science.
Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Follow the science.
Follow the science. And Fauci is science, but at least according to him. But you're right. You're exactly right.
Back your kids up. Tell your kids for once it's okay to misbehave.
Yeah, not only is because it okay, reward them for standing up.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And to hell Set with the example. SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. To hell with them. To hell with the Right Wing Watch and Media Matters. To hell with the FBI and the DOJ. To hell with these bastards who want to take down this country. It's time we stand up and say enough.
Together.
Together.
That's why we're putting together these lists. We're trying to get a database built up. So that, let's say that there's an action. Someone, there's a problem. There's a school board needs to be dealt with. I would like to have so many people in there, literally millions, to where we can say, "There's." I can send out an email, or an email can be sent out by whoever's in charge. There's a problem here, and we've got 20 people who are willing to jump on it within the hour. Folks, you got to get like the other people. You've got to do like the Democrats do, and like these Antifa and BLM. How do they know when a GOP senator goes out to eat? They make a phone call. Next thing you know, they got 20 people down there. Why can't we do that? Why Amen. Can't we do that? You got to fight fire with fire.
And you tell the police, you know, that respond, hey. Look, I've got my rights too, and make a scene. I don't get. And you know what? Enough of the cops. You do this enough times, the cops are going to get sick of it. I can tell you that right now. Okay.
And eventually, even the media, the local media, is going to get a hold of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, they will. And folks, that's what you want. You know, and there's nothing wrong with dropping a dime, picking up the phone and going, there's going to be a huge protest tonight at such and such school board over, this transgenderism, blah, blah, blah. And you slip that, call four or five media outlets, television outlets. Okay. They'll send some vans down there.
Yep.
This is a hot subject right now. This is a hot topic. And don't think that everybody in the media is bad. There's some rebels out there, man. There's still some rebels out there.
As we saw with that Chiron, the lower third, excuse me, at Fox, the wannabe dictator, lower third, describing Biden. Yeah, there's some people out there willing to tank their job to make their point. And I love it.
And that's amazing that they'll tank their job. But, you know, right now, and I'll just so you know, Bell Media, which is huge, is closing stations, okay, across the U.S. and Canada. Okay, so you've got some really disgruntled and unemployed journalists. All right? Be advised. There's some people out. Not everybody's happy with the left. Okay? And not all journalists are happy right now, period. Because the reason they're being laid off and all that, they're calling it because of recession and whatever. Okay. The first thing they do is they look back and go, well, it's his fault. And they point at Biden.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So, trust me, there's people out there that'll cover this. If not, you know, if it's going to be a big deal, you know, there's ways to get a hold of like a Rebel News. Let them know.
In Canada, Rebel News, in U.S., OAN, or Real America's Voice. And this is, folks, this is, look. Please understand one thing, folks. Okay, Randy Taylor is risking everything he has. We are risking everything we have to put together something no one else has. And that is a way to fight this madness in a very effective way. Okay.
I just, we had to do something.
Yes.
We had to do something because we've been pushed against the wall. And I've told you folks many times, and Doug is like this too. When I meet my maker, okay, if it did come down to bloodshed, when I meet my maker, I want to be able to look him in the eye and say, we tried everything else.
And
mean it.
Yeah.
There's so many people right now just, I want to grab a gun, I'm going to fight him, I'm going to blow their heads off. Ooh. You're going to go shoot some civilians? What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
We have to get organized. We are not organized. Okay, pull your heads out of your butts. And get with it. We are not organized. Right now, we couldn't pull off a panty raid on a Girl Scout camp. All right?
Wow, the visual on that, but thank you.
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
Right. No, you know what?
You know what I mean? We couldn't whoop a troop of Girl Scouts right now because we don't even know who each other is. We don't even know who to send out a message to.
That resonated with Eric the Tech, though. Yeah.
You know, we're just worth the infant steps, but at least we're doing something about it.
Amen to that, brother.
We're not sitting around just flapping the breeze. We all know what the problems are. It's like the people that keep going to the judges with voter fraud, voter fraud, voter fraud. They all know there's voter fraud. They don't give a damn.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Look at Arizona.
To the choir. Yeah. You know, it's folks, get proactive. Put together your own list of 30, 40 people. Then contact me. You know what I'm saying? Don't dump it all. This one guy here sitting in front of you, you know what? I can barely type. My hands don't even work right. And I'm still doing this. So if you got a crippled guy like me going to put up a fight, get up off your asses and do something. Please. You understand what I'm saying? This is your country. God gave us this gift. He practically handed it to us. Yes, some blood was shed to do it. Sometimes that is necessary. But only if it had to be done today, that is only because we've squandered what the good Lord gave us.
Amen.
We've been too complacent for too long. And the Hagman Report, we're doing something. It's a rocky road. It's a hard step. And you know what? But I'll stay up all night and processing names if I have to.
It's
been very tiresome since we first opened our mouth. Trust me, the emails have been pouring. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And the most secure platform in the world will not let you send out mass emails for your information. So if you're wondering why it took a little while for me to get back to you, my hands are tied until I find a more secure way of doing this, because I won't jump into taking on more names and all this stuff if we don't have a secure way of doing it. And whatever we decided to do is going to cost money, people.
And that's the other thing,
I'm telling you, we need support. We need some big donors to jump in here and say, you know what, Randy? You know what, Doug? God's blessed me. What can I do financially for you to take this fight to the enemy and protect what I have? I've benefited from capitalism, and I want to keep it that way. I want my family, all this money I've put together for my family and my grandchildren, I want them to be able to keep it. Randy Taylor, Doug Hagman, and Eric, what can I do to make it easier on you? You understand what I'm saying? We've bitten off a big chunk of the tiger here. We got the tiger by the tail, and I want to be able to wag that sucker. I want them to know that we mean business. Don't push us. You better start listening or we're heading your way.
And that goes, like I said, to organizations who front the people, the entities who are behind this madness. Again, I could give two craps about the SPLC. Moms for Liberty, God bless you. Okay, you have a badge of honor being named a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay, we can only aspire to be like that. Okay, but that comes at a price. I will say this, that comes at a price because And Randy Taylor will not tell you, nor will I, the things that are happening in the background that are preventing this to move forward. One of the things, of course, is the finances. The other thing, of course, is, hey, you know what? Remember how we used to be a corporate sponsor? See ya. Hey, remember how we used to do X, Y, and Z for your platform? Not anymore. And this happens all of the time, or is happening more frequently, I should say. But the fact of the matter is this: we will be successful. We're one of the only platforms, but we are pulling more in. I'm not going to name any names, pulling more in to advance. And if you listen closely to some very popular platforms, you will hear some similar language. Enough said.
Yeah, we're starting to light a fire under people. You know what? You got it. Somebody has to grab the torch and run, and that's the talking I have done here. Okay, we're starting this database. We're starting this list. We're starting to get people talking. You know, and I think and I'm hoping some of the feedback I'm getting is some other name, you know, good name host are starting to do the same thing. Well, that's good. They still haven't contacted us, so. That's the basic stuff. You know what I'm saying? We all need to get on the same sheet of music. It's that simple, folks. And
yeah,
it's very, very, very important that we get, and especially the groups. You know, guys, you know, there's nothing, no law that says there can't be a militia. You understand that? People get that. It isn't. And if you're afraid to be in the militia and you're afraid to send your name, man, well, I think you'd be afraid to go out on the battlefield.
In which case, stay home.
I'm just asking, right?
Yeah.
If we haven't proven our worth to you and that we can be trusted, then just screw the whole deal. I don't know what else to tell you. I've always been straight up and honest with you. I told you we used to work for the feds. I used to work for the feds. Okay. Yep. And I also told you why I quit them. If I was trying to hide anything from you or do anything, I certainly wouldn't have told you the story. I'll always tell you the story.
And you're talking with two people that were in the same position.
Absolutely.
Not the same position, but similar.
No, in the same position.
Yeah. Well,
we're in the same. We were trying to help our country against the immediate threat. That's what I deal with, immediate threats. And at the time, Al-Qaeda was the immediate threat. Okay? Whether fabricated or not. When somebody runs into a train station with a bomb, it doesn't matter if it was government fabricated or not. At the end of the day, it was somebody running into a train station with a bomb that I was trying to stop. I don't give a damn who formulated the plan. You understand what I'm saying? I hope that makes 100%. Sense to you. Get it through your head.
I want to move on to this real quick here. John Fredericks has got a radio show in Northern Virginia. John Fredericks, radio show, Real America's Voice. He had Nicole Tsai on. She's a Chinese American. The Chinese Communist Party is using their assets in the Department of Justice to jail Donald Trump. Now, this is not about President Trump. This is about you. This is about me. This is about Randy Taylor. This is about Eric the Tech. This is about your families. Okay, when you listen to this, understand the playbook.
Yes.
Okay, that's what you're looking at. Not the names in terms of the targets, but the playbook. Here it is. This is clip one.
President Trump says when he serves a second term, that not only is he going to slap all the tariffs back on and the tariffs back on Chinese goods coming over the border, but he also said that he's going to, through executive order, ban additional Wall Street investment into the CCP. What are your thoughts on that, Nicole?
Well, it's the Wall Street and Silicon Valley and the Washington's permanent political establishment that has emboldened the CCP. And that's why Trump became the most hated U.S. president in the recent decades. And that's why the CCP want to use their assets within the DOJ and FBI trying to stop President Trump from his 2024 presidential bid. You know what? This was all being warned years ago by Mao Zedong, CCP enemy number one. Mao Zedong warned the American people that the CCP would use their asset within the DOJ, the FBI, trying to stop President Trump from running the 2024 presidential bid. And he also predicted himself to be jailed by Biden's DOJ and the FBI. So think about that. We're losing this country. I mean, the CCP is gaining the power to be a global dominancy while America has been acting like the third world leader.
What happens if the petrodollar collapses and the CCP steps in? What do you see there?
Well, the CCP has been forging great partnership with Venezuela, with Cuba, with Iran. And because when you have a weak leadership in the White House, you're losing the control of the entire world. And people talk about the CCP's imminent attack on Taiwan. You know what? When America is weak, when America is in decline, the whole world is facing imminent threat. So we shouldn't be just worried about what's going to happen to Taiwan. We should be worried about what's going to happen to America. What's going to happen to the American people? When you have a DOJ, an FBI, and the White House that has been weaponized by the CCP to go after President Trump and to go after Americans' patriots and to go after CCP enemy number one, Mao Zedong. I mean, this is deeply appalling. I mean, Secretary Blinken's visit to Communist China shows that, you know, China has the upper hand. Emperor Xi has the command, and Emperor Xi has completely brought the Biden administration to its knees.
You know, I agree with that, and I think it was a disaster PR for us. In fact, guys, I want to get to very quickly. I want to get to cut number two. Here's Peter Navarro saying that Blinken's Taiwan statement gave a great propaganda victory for Xi. Cut two.
All right, Peter. I was blown away when I heard Blinken what he said. You know, he just changed U.S. China policy arbitrarily on his own. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, there's absolutely no need for him to do that. What he did was hand Xi Jinping, who's in trouble now economically and kind of on an edge politically, a great propaganda victory. I put this background, I don't even see this, Eric, but this is me with the trade team sitting across. I sat across from these guys multiple times, including Xi Jinping. Here's my takeaway from this. There's no reason whatsoever for the United States to talk to these people. Let's think about this. Xi Jinping is going to invade Taiwan when he will, and he's going to do it. There's no talking is going to talk him out of that. And this pushed us closer to that because of what Blinken said. Xi Jinping is going to keep giving armaments to Russia in their invasion of Ukraine, because when push comes to shove, he wants Putin's support for the invasion of Taiwan.
What are your thoughts on that, Nicole? I got a minute.
Well, I like to applaud Peter Navarro. He's actually an ambassador of the new Federal State of China, and he's very smart for choosing the NFSC to be America's greatest ally, because we did not ask for a single penny from this administration. We did not ask for military equipment. I mean, because we have the best knowledge and insight on how to take down the CCP. And so I encourage this Congress to work with the NFSC to help take back America from this administration. I mean, this administration is selling out American people, selling out the Taiwanese people, selling out the entire free world, including the 1.4 billion Chinese people. And we need to take back this country from the CCP and from the weaponized DOJ and FBI. So go for it. And we need to keep fighting until we make America great again.
And what's going on right now in the chambers Durham being questioned. It's a sideshow. It's a circus. It's really nothing that's going to happen. Okay. What I'm telling you, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, again, selling out our country. But we at this level have to push back. Randy Taylor.
That's the white privilege that blacks are talking about.
Yeah.
That when they see that, they're like, you know, and I understand it. Yeah.
In that, you know,
because
in that
we're experiencing
sense,
it too.
Yes.
Yeah, we're experiencing it too. You know what? The CCP.
Yeah.
They're also very active up in Canada. Okay. Police station up there. They were given $200,000 by the Canadian government.
Yep.
We're talking about a police station, a Chinese police station. Okay. Yep. And they were in the last elections. They've been caught. It's been uncovered that they were threatening conservative MPs, which are members of parliament in Canada. I want you to stop and think about that. They are inside people in the U.S. and in Canada, and they are, I'll tell you right now, Biden can't stand up to China.
No.
He's sold out. They know more about him than we even know.
And this gets into Epstein. This gets into a number of things we haven't even touched. Can you come back with me tomorrow?
Absolutely. We got a lot to touch.
Yeah. We didn't touch that's really a single thing on the
list. Let's take the list, move it on right on to tomorrow, and try and cover it.
All right, my brother. Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. God bless everyone. Thank you.
God bless you.